Well, there we go, everyone. Easy win for Chelsea in the end. 4-0 over Preston North End in the third round of the FA Cup. Into the fourth round with ease, with 4 goals, 2 headers, one from Arno Broya, one from Thiago Silva, a wonderful free kick from Raheem Sterling, and a fourth funny goal from Enzo Fernandez, originally offside and then VAR on. A comfortable win in the end, a tale of two halves, really. First half was not great, pretty flat. Second half, very, very comfortable. Some good performances. I thought Sterling was poor first half, very good second half. Obviously, Thiago Silva coming on, assured as ever. Armando Breuer, solid, nearly scored again, hit the post. But my man of the match, Malo Gusto, again, very solid. As you can hear, Stamford Bridge popping off. Preston fans as well, a lot of them here. They seem to enjoy themselves today. But they are, well, comfortably beaten by the better side. And Chelsea, as I say, into the fourth round. Not much more to say, really. Routine win, as we hoped and expected it would be. A proper win, though. 4 goals, as I say, in the second half. And one for all fans to enjoy. On to the lads now, Louis and Tobes, and they'll take you through their thoughts.
Yeah. 4-0. Great result. Tom said, tell of two halves. Very much the case. But I was apoplectic in that first half. Second half, covered up cracks. How Raheem Sterling got man of the match is beyond me. Cracking free kick, don't get me wrong, but the rest of the game was getting in the way, wasn't creating, and this was against a mid-table championship team, which, by the way, as Tom said in the preview, are not in very good form. Proving the point why he should not be starting for Chelsea right now. Nonny Madueke came on, I think, injected some form of a spark, and looked far better, and he should be starting. I'm happy we got through, but other than that, I mean, it was absolutely dreadful to watch. And Raheem Sterling, for me, just symbolised what was a performance from a side which loves to cover up cracks. We're through. We're still in two cups. Good stuff. Well done, Chelsea. It was a case of job done. It was more of a bipolar nature. One half, first half, shocking, I thought. Second half, good once we got the goal. It was. And someone I want to talk about in terms of how we got that goal was Malo Gusto. I thought another standout performance as far as players go. And this was with the adversity of being played out of position, as Poch so willingly loves to do. He loves it. He wakes up in the morning and he smells the position of players and he thinks, where do they not want to play? I'm going to put you at left back. He was at left back and he still managed to get an assist. I saw he's Chelsea's top assister this season at Stamford Bridge with 4 stat shaggers. We love it. And yeah, I thought he did. It was a good cross. And he's really grown on me as a player. I think it's easy to look at Palmer's signing of the season. This is the best of the Bowley signings. Of course, Cole Palmer is absolutely fantastic. But I think he goes under the radar, Malo Gusto, and particularly with Reece's injuries, the importance of that as a signing could be crucial in our future. He looks a real player. And yeah, he was key in us opening those floodgates.